Hi everyone, C-Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Randy the Dakota MGTOW, and here's what he's got to say. Hi C-Man, I was obsessed with an artist woman in my early 20s, before I discovered the red pill. I stayed in her friend zone for 7 years, while she had 2 kids with another man. She would call me up, text me, buy me gifts, and tease me with her body and words. She knew my kinks in the bedroom and used them to manipulate me. We dated briefly after she broke up with her boyfriend. But she rejected me and moved on with somebody else. I found out from her Facebook and confronted her. I told her that I was in love with her and I had to cut her off. She cried and begged me to stay as her friend. She said that she loved me but she couldn't date me because of what her friends thought. She said women don't really love the men that they're with, but she did actually love me as a friend. She tried to stop me from leaving when I saw her at the store. She cried again. Years later, I learned the truth about human nature from the red pill. I friended her on Facebook and apologized for how things had ended. I told her that I was over her and I didn't love her or any other woman romantically anymore. I told her that the pain was gone and that we could be friends again, but without any physical or emotional intimacy. She blocked me right after reading that. Well, Randy, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. You experienced 7 years of wasted time in your prime years chasing a wayman that was a single mother that only loved you as a friend. All she could have said was she wasn't interested, and for you to pursue someone else, but she couldn't do that, because she was selfish and wanted that steady stream of male attention that you were providing, especially considering that she was a single mother. That part where she dated you briefly and then rejected you is probably why you decided to stick around, to try and stick it in her. What I find shocking, besides the lie about loving you as a friend, is that part about her being honest and telling you that women don't love men. I've been saying that for many years, and now we have a female corroborating it. I, of course, have been saying that women don't love men the way that we love them. Also, when you confronted her about things, she said that she wanted you, but that her friends would give her trouble being with you. That's a load of hooey. I've been with women that were insecure, where their family and friends didn't like me, but they still went out with me. It's called passing the blame for friend-zoning you onto somebody else, so she doesn't have to take accountability for leading you on. She also released her crocodile tears to trick your cock to keep coming back. She sounds like a whack job that was making you think that she was going to whack you off. When you finally told her that you were free from the reach of female validation and didn't need them anymore, that's when she blocked you on Facebook. I think that's part of women's drive to cut men off that understand female nature off from society, to ensure that their ideas aren't spreading to other men that are on the plantation still. I still can't get over the fact that she told you in one sentence the truth that women don't love men. And then the next sentence she said that she loved you as a friend. Talk about mixed messaging. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Randy. Should never have told that girl that he didn't love her anymore, or any other woman for that matter, romantically, clown world show. When you tell them that you don't love any women in general, you're basically telling them that you don't love them individually. Women take insults very personally, if you insult women in general. So like in the case of Randy the Dakota MGTOW, they pretty much cut you out of their life like a MGTOW tumor. Never tell women that you're red-pilled because their first instinct is to feel like you despise all women. Their second instinct will be that you despise them personally because they don't see the female collective as being separate from themselves. And that's why you see on many online platforms, women are a protected group. You can't bully individual women, but when you speak about them as a whole on any platform, it's oftentimes seen as almost the same thing. Men, on the other hand, the reason we don't take things personal when women berate all men and make generalizations about us is because we don't take it as a personal attack. Randy, the fact that this artsy woman said that she loved you as a friend is the biggest mixed message that I've ever heard from a woman for quite some time. It's like, I'm almost pregnant. She's clearly trying to keep you in her life as an emotional tampon, because she's still somewhat leading you on. But at the same time, she's still friend-zoning you as well. I have to give it to this one, she did say something unexpected. At least she shot you down in a creative way. When she ghosted you, that was predictable and standard thought operating procedure. Female nature is universal, but how it expresses itself varies from time to time. It's the unexpected responses that women offer up that I'm actually interested in listening to. The best thing you can do around women is to not share how much you understand them and always play stupid and pretend to be a simp. That way they won't have their guard up and they'll be cocky thinking that you want them to fondle yours. The red pill is a cheat code for life, but when you reveal it, that you've taken it, that's when it no longer works. Sometimes women will do nice things for you thinking that you'll simp out one day and return the favor two or threefold. That's pretty much why she was buying you gifts. Meanwhile, they don't realize that you understand they're just building up social capital with you so they can use it at some point in the future when they're in a pinch. Then when they ask for help in a way that outdoes the way that you help them, that's when you ghost them, and they'll have no idea what happened. They'll just be left scratching their snatch, wondering what the hell was going on here. Always try your best to have something to hold over a woman's head. Financial status or wealth that she thinks might come to her one day if she's your quote-unquote friend. Never do favors for them because that'll make them feel uncomfortable and indebted to you. But just keep them believing that one day you'll reward them with material possessions or attention, and then they'll keep you around. But the question you should be asking yourself is it worth keeping them around in the first place? What are you actually getting from them if you're not smashing them? Are they taking up your time too much? If you're getting some female validation and it's enough, then sometimes it's worth the trade-off. Randy, another reason you shouldn't have said anything to that woman is because then she might go around and tell the other women you mutually knew about your so-called inappropriate behavior. Then one of those women might tell her boyfriend or husband who you actually might be friends with, and then you might lose that friendship. Worse yet, you might tell your employer or extended family member and try and stir up drama that way as well. Once they put that dreaded label of misogynist on you, it's difficult to get it off, because it's a woman's word against yours, and they typically win every time. Unless your mates understand female nature too, that way that you do. Randy, the gifts that woman was buying you was for partial payment for your emotional tampon services. You were also the one that cut her off, but later you reconnected with her and she accepted your friend request at first. She sounded super upset when you first cut her off when you were talking to her, so maybe her plan later was to cut you off the way that you did with her, in a tit-for-tat kind of way. Like when you date a woman and then you break it off, but later you try and rekindle things. At first she appears to reciprocate your feelings, but it's all a ruse, because the moment you're vulnerable and under her spell again, or if she suspects you to be that way, that's when she springs her trap, and then cuts you off the way that you did to her, trying to inflict emotional damage. It's a predictable form of revenge that many women take against the guy that once dumped them or hurt them. That's why when you break up with a woman, that's it, and you should never try and get back together with her, because even though she may have actually been genuinely enthusiastic that you picked to be with her again, deep down odds are she'll still be pissed off at you for leaving her. In your case, Randy, the woman you were briefly involved with even tried preventing you from leaving the store that you were in at the time. So you were definitely giving her something that she really needed. Probably something that no other man gave her because she was a single mother. Then again, considering that she was an artist, she might have been a good actress as well. Who knows? Not likely, though, if she embarrassed herself in front of all those other people in the store. Creative women on the autistic spectrum are really the only women I would ever find fascinating enough to be with in the future. And most of the time they're too busy creating their art to spend with me. And I feel that they're looking for a man to basically dump their emotional toxic waste onto, and you definitely don't want to be that man. You just want to restrict your interactions with women in general and watch them self-destruct from a distance. The opposite of love is not hate, but actually indifference. And that's what women should really fear. That men will increasingly just ignore them and walk away from all interactions with them. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Randy the Dakota MGTOW for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Randy wanted to smash that girl, but she only wanted to smash his emotional dreams by using him for attention. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that are too stupid to realize that men these days might only be pretending to be blue-pilled when they're actually red-pilled away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.